This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1295, The Top 3 Negotiation Skills of Persuasive People by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I am here with you each and every day, including weekends and holidays, helping you to take that next step in your work life. So we're going to jump right into our post now, and then afterwards, I'll tell you a little bit about our author, Brian. So here we go, as we optimize your life. The Top 3 Negotiation Skills of Persuasive People by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. Some people are good at negotiating in their own interest, and some people are not. Which one of these types of people do you want to be? One of your main jobs in life, one that will lead to increasing levels of self-confidence, is to become more effective in influencing others by learning great negotiation skills and choosing good questions to ask. In the many studies that have been done on effective negotiators, we find that they all have basically the same qualities and characteristics. Negotiation skills are learnable. Contrary to popular belief, top negotiators are not hard bargainers and tough-minded personalities. They are not aggressive and pushy and demanding. They do not coerce their negotiating partners into unsatisfactory agreements. The best negotiators are invariably pleasant people. They're warm, friendly, and low-keyed. They are likable and agreeable. They are the kind of people that you feel comfortable agreeing with. You have an almost automatic tendency to trust someone with great negotiation skills and to feel that what they are asking for is in the best interest of both parties. The top three negotiation skills. Skilled negotiators are usually quite concerned about finding a solution or an arrangement that is satisfactory to both parties. They look for what are called win-win situations, where both parties are happy with the results of the negotiation. In negotiating any kind of contract, whether buying or selling anything, there are some basic negotiating skills that you need to learn in order to get the best deal for yourself and to feel happy about the results. Number one, choose good questions to ask. Good negotiators seem to ask a lot of questions and are very concerned about understanding exactly what it is you are trying to achieve from the negotiation. For example, in buying a house, both parties might start off arguing and disagreeing over the price. They begin with the position that the price is the most important thing, and that is all that has to be negotiated. The skilled negotiator, however, will realize that price is only one part of the package. By using good negotiation skills, this negotiator will help both parties to see that the terms of the sale are also important, as are the furniture and fixtures that might be included in the transaction. Finding good questions to ask about a customer's needs is the only way you'll be able to find out in a negotiation what exactly is important to them and what benefits they are truly looking for. Price is not always the most important thing in a sale, and it is important to show the customer other benefits they are receiving. 2. Patience. Good negotiators are very patient. They concentrate first on getting agreement on all the parts of the contract that the two parties have in common before they go on seeking for amicable ways to settle the other issues. They also take the time to prepare good questions to ask to get clarity and understanding on each point as they go along so that there is no confusion later. And 3, preparation is key. Preparation accounts for 90% of negotiating success. The more and better prepared you are prior to a negotiation, the more likely it is that the outcome of the negotiation will be satisfactory for all parties involved. Preparation requires you do 2 things. First, get all the information that you can about the upcoming negotiation. Second, think the negotiation through carefully from beginning to end and be fully prepared for any eventuality. The first kind of information you need is about the product or service and the person with whom you will be negotiating. You obtain this information by choosing good questions to ask that are well thought out. In this sense, information becomes a form of power, and the power is always on the side of the person with the best information. Take action and gain self-confidence. There's nothing that raises your self-confidence faster than to feel that you have been successful in negotiating a contract and that you've gotten a good deal as a result. And there is nothing that will lower your self-confidence faster than to think you have been out-negotiated into a poor deal that you'll have to live with. Therefore, negotiating skills are an important part of your personality development and of your sense of personal effectiveness and self-confidence. When you're a good negotiator, your self-confidence is higher, and you feel more positive toward yourself and others in everything else that you do. You just listened to the post titled, The Top 3 Negotiation Skills of Persuasive People by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And a big thank you to Brian, who is the chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. Brian helps people achieve personal and business goals quickly and easily. He has studied, researched, written, and spoken for 30 years in the fields of economics, history, business, philosophy, and psychology, and he's the top-selling author of over 70 books. His talks and seminars on leadership, selling, self-esteem, goals, strategy, creativity, and success psychology are super effective in creating both immediate changes and long-term results. Brian's also active in community and national affairs, and he's the president of three companies headquartered in Solana Beach, California. So you can come by his site to learn a lot more. That's briantracy.com. And you can also check out his content across a number of our podcasts in our network. So if you do like his style, check out those other shows. You can do it by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And that's it for today here on OWD. Appreciate you joining me for episode 1295 and hope you'll do the same tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.